And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
DirecTV gives you access to apps like Netflix and live sports right next to each other.
I don't get it.
Let me put it in pigeon terms. It's like that one amazing dumpster with the old fruits and cardboard all in one place.
How am I supposed to keep up with illustrative metaphors when you are making me so hungry?
Get live TV and streaming apps together without a satellite. Requires Gemini device and additional paid subscriptions to watch Netflix and other third-party apps. Terms and restrictions apply.
Wherever the road may take you, Discount Tire and Continental Tire get you there safely with the perfect combination of style, comfort, and price. Get a set of Continental tires at your local Discount Tire store or online at discounttire.com. Discount Tire, let's get you taken care of.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. I'm Anthony Cates, and this is Fantasy MLB Today, a Sports Ethos presentation. I'd like to thank you for joining me today as we go over Thursday's pitching streams and dive deeper into Friday's pitching streams. As you know, Nathan hosted Wednesday, and Paul will be back tomorrow, so you won't hear back on the pod until Saturday. I don't know about you guys, but I really love a good night's sleep. But for the past month or so, I haven't been getting one. And I think it had been because it was time to replace our bed. We've never bought a bed in a box before, but we bought one about 3 years ago. It was our first time doing it, not going through like a big box store, going through a mattress store. And it didn't last nearly as long as we would have liked. The memory foam remembered a little too well. The dips and the dives, even with rotating the bed regularly, they weren't recovering. And it felt like when I would lay down, the entire middle of my body would just collapse into the bed. And when I get out of bed every morning, my back would just be stiff as a board. So this Wednesday, yesterday, we just had our new beds delivered. I say beds. It is a king bed, but it's a split king, as they call us. It's two twins mashed together. And we finally joined the modern technology when it comes to beds, where we can lift our head, lift our feet, set ourselves up however we want to without bothering our neighbor. I'm a big snorer, so I'm going to be, you know, I like to lift up. I like to sleep on multiple pillows, and now I can just raise myself up with a bed instead of having so many pillows in bed. And my wife can control how high I sleep, depending on how bad I'm snoring, which is going to make her really happy as well. And of course, we love a nice, crisp 69-degree bedroom with a fan going and a very cold bed to dive into when it's time for bed. So I don't know how you guys like to sleep. That's how we like to do it. If you want to talk about it, hit me up on Twitter at AKFantasyBB. That's at AKFantasyBB. Tell me what your bed setup's like, what kind of temperature you're rocking. We're doing socks on, socks off, blankets, sheets, how many pillows, what do you need? Let's talk about it. Now today we are going to briefly go over Nathan's recommended streamers for Thursday, and then we're going to dive deeper into my guys for Friday. But before we do that, we're going to thank our friends over at BetOnline. They are the number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, and soccer to all the top fights in the UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to their online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of their over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here. So I want you guys to make sure and follow me on Twitter at AKFantasyBB and follow the group, the Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball account, at EthosFantasyBB, where we will always tweet out our latest fantasy baseball podcasts, our articles, our analysis, and our insight. And doing so is going to keep you steps, at least one step, maybe two, maybe three steps ahead of all of your league mates. Because you know we want you guys to win your league. We're here to provide you with as much value to win every league you're in. And one of the ways we do that is with this daily podcast, where we go over streamers for every single day of the week. Now, if you listen to the podcast regularly, you know the rules are pretty simple. If you've never listened to us, this is day one. Here's the thing. The only starters that we care about are starters that are rostered to 65% or less of leagues. If we don't talk about someone It's for one of two reasons. They're owned in too many leagues, so you're probably not going to be able to stream them, or they're just not a recommended stream, so we're not going to talk about them. Now, Nathan had a few streams, a few yellow flags, and then a couple of fades. So his streams for Thursday today are Shane Baz against the Yankees, David Peterson versus the Nationals, his opponent on the mound, Mackenzie Gore, on the other side, facing the Mets, and he's going to run them out there, all three of them in 12-team and deeper leagues. His three yellow flag matchups. It's Aaron Civale facing the Pirates, Austin Gomber in Cincinnati against the Reds, and Albert Suarez facing the Cubs. But he sees these guys as kind of 14-team and deeper streams, not looking at 12 teams or smaller leagues. He has Jordan Hicks as a peripheral yellow flag. He's not really fading him, but it's not a true yellow flag either. It's just that he could see him having some success at home against the Blue Jays. He's just not willing to risk running him out there. And then finally, the two fades that he has is Robbie Munoz against the Astros. Smart. They're on fire right now. And then Luis Medina facing the Red Sox. And as always, if you want to dive in deeper behind Nathan's choices, go back and listen to yesterday's podcast where he gives you all you need to know on why he's making his decisions. After you do that, finish up listening to my recommendations for Friday. Head on over to sportsethos.com and just check out all of the stuff we have for fantasy baseball. Right, obviously, every day of the Major League season, we have the pickups of the day. We're going to give you 3, 4, 5 guys that you should consider to pick up that can enhance your chances to win your league. On Friday, we're going to have our weekly risers and fallers column. And then Nathan is also going to drop a player profile. I don't know who yet, but he does a great job with those. Over the All-Star break, the 4 days, the weekend a little bit, this weekend, we're actually hoping to drop a few All-Star-based articles, right? We want to do like the first half fantasy All-Stars, first half fantasy duds. We're looking at doing a fantasy prospects of the first half, which is just minor leaguers who stood out to us. And then we're putting together like a nice little article where it's going to have second half predictions where, you know, we're going to guess on some trades. We got some guys guessing on prospect call-ups. We're going to predict all the major awards, the MVPs, the Cy Youngs, the Rookie of the Year. Plus, we pick our division, wild card, pennant, and World Series winners. And we're going to have that from all the fantasy baseball guys. So you can kind of see where everyone's loyalties lie. Maybe someone's, you know, doing a little home cooking, picking their favorite team, even if they're not standing a chance. But to give you a little extra look in at who we are and why we love to write about fantasy baseball. But let's go ahead and dive into my streams for Friday. I do have 4 streams for Friday, and I have 3 fades. Okay, no yellow flags for me today. We're going to start with the highest rostered to lowest rostered. My first streamer is Matt Waldron of the Padres, who's rostered in 57% of leagues, and he's facing the Braves at home. And if you listen to my Tuesday pod, you know I said this about Reese Olson. I'm saying it about Matt Waldron. He needs to be rostered in more leagues. If he was rostered in 8% or more leagues, we wouldn't have to talk about him. But he should be rostered in 12 leagues and up, some 10-team leagues. If you're at 14 or more team leagues and he's not rostered, pick him up right now. Pause the podcast, pick him up. If you look at his last 5 starts, he's got 4 quality starts. He allowed only 12 total runs over 30 innings pitched, 25-9 strikeout to walk ratio. He allowed 4 home runs over that time frame, which maybe you worry about it because he only allowed 2 in his previous 7, but the long ball hasn't really been a problem for them this year, so I'm not too worried about it. And, you know, with this start right here, he's facing a Braves offense that's kind of struggling on the road against right-hand pitching lately, right? Over the past month, they have the 4th worst WRC plus against right-handers at 66. Their OPS is 4th at 578. Slugging is 2nd worst at 305. And their OBP is 4th worst at 273. Their bottom 10 in line drive rate at 18.8%. But they are 8th in fly ball rate at 40.1%. And they have the 2nd highest hard hit rate at 39.6%. So it sounds, you know, you hear that, you're thinking, all right, lots of fly balls are getting hit really hard. Here's the thing. They're not doing a lot with those hard hit fly balls. They're not scoring a ton of runs. They have about 315 plate appearances against right-handed pitchers. They've only scored 25 runs, and they scored with Colorado for the least amount of extra base hits on the road against right-hand pitchers the past month, with only 15. So I'm streaming Waldron in 10 and 12 team leagues. If you roster him in 14 or more team leagues, you were already going to start him, so I don't have to tell you to do that. And if you pick him up to stream him, just hold him. Just keep him. Let's get that roster percentage up to 70%, and then we don't have to talk about it. He's an automatic start until he starts to fall apart. That's how I see it. Next up is a lefty I don't like talking about. I do think he's been very lucky, but he continues to be lucky. He continues to perform well, and his last time out was just a phenomenal outing, so I have to talk about him. That's Tyler Anderson of the Angels. He's 56% roster. He's facing Seattle at home in L.A. And I don't love this matchup. I don't love it. I do think Tyler Anderson's season has just been luck. It's been smoke and mirrors, but it's not running out. It's his last outing. He tossed 7 shutout innings and struck out 10. So his best start of the year. But he's facing Seattle. He's at home. Seattle's been below average against left-hand pitchers on the road the last. I had to go 40 days because I wanted to get 200-plus plate appearances, so it wasn't a small sample. But they have the Mariners have a 93 WRC plus over that time frame. They've been striking out at a 26% rate, which is the 5th worst. They have a bottom 10 OPS at 676, bottom 10 slug at 366, and a bottom 10 by a batting average of 215. We're looking at the 3rd lowest line drive rate at 15.6%. You know, more line drives, more hits, less line drives, less hits. And they have the 9th worst ground ball rate at 45.9%. Nearly half of all their hits are on the ground. They're like the Braves, though. They have one of the highest fly ball rates at 38.5%. And they're hitting the ball hard at 37.1%, which is the 4th highest. But again, they're just not doing much with those hard hit balls. So I know the last time Tyler Anderson was at home, he struggled against the Tigers, who were really bad offense. But the Mariners have been pretty bad on the road lately. And like I said, Anderson has every single good luck charm in the world on his side right now. I just see him putting in another solid Anderson start. I don't expect 10 strikeouts, even though the Mariners strike out a ton. But he's probably going to get a quality start. The guy's probably going to miss 6 innings, allowed 2 runs, and just going to strike out 6 and walk 4. I don't know. I wouldn't risk him in 10-team leagues. I'm throwing him out there in 12-team leagues. At 56% roster, he's owned in 14-and-deeper leagues. You're going to start him. If he's not, pick him up, start him, and, you know, hope the luck is still on his side. My third stream is Andrew Heaney for the Rangers. He's 23% rostered, and he will be at Houston. And I don't necessarily love this matchup for Heaney because Houston hasn't played pretty well, but they've struggled against left-handed pitching at home, and they are missing some of their better bats right now. So I think that could work in his favor, right? Kyle Tucker's been out. Jordan Alvarez was pulled from the lineup last night because he was suffering with some neck pain. Heaney has been good on the road compared to at home. So he strikes out more batters on the road. He walks less. He allows less home runs. Now, the BABIP on the road is 81 points higher than at home. But to kind of counteract that, he strands nearly 10% more base runners on the road than at home. Houston has been kind of league average, right? WRC plus 99, 711 OPS, which is 17th, quote-unquote, best. They have a 426 slug, which is 12th best. But their on-base percentage is terrible. It's 285, right? 28.5% on-base percentage is 4th worst. And their walk rate is 3.7%, the absolute worst in the league. But they don't strike out a lot. They're only striking out at 16.6% rate. They have nearly a 20% line drive rate. And they've got a perfectly neutral 1-to-1 ratio of ground ball to fly ball.
Wherever the road may take you, Discount Tire and Continental Tire get you there safely with the perfect combination of style, comfort, and price. Get a set of Continental tires at your local Discount Tire store or online at discounttire.com. Discount Tire, let's get you taken care of.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
They kind of don't do a lot with that because they have the highest, they have one of the highest soft hit rates at 18.2% and the lowest hard hit rate of 28.4%. This is a deep league play only. Probably 14 teams is the lowest, is the shallowest I'd risk just because, you know, maybe Jordan doesn't miss the game. You know, Bregman crushes lefties, Altuve crushes lefties. They had Joey Lobrefito up again. You know, there's still some boom in that lineup. But I'm willing to risk Heaney in deeper leagues. My fourth and final streamer is Carson Spears, Cincinnati Reds. He's rostered 11% of leagues, and he'll be facing the Marlins at home in Cincinnati. And this this is less to do with Spears than it does with Miami. But Miami's offense is so bad that I like even just kind of middling average to poor pitchers against the Marlins, because on the road against right-handed pitching over the past month, they have the third lowest WRC plus at 61, third lowest OPS at 575, the third lowest on-base percentage at 251, fourth lowest slug at 324, the fifth worst strikeout rate at 27.8%, they have the tie for second lowest walk rate at 4.7%. Sixth lowest batting average at 209. I mean, it's bad, right? They're tied for the worst ground ball to fly ball ratio, 1.51. And they're tied with the Dodgers, by the way. So that's something I would look at is when the Dodgers are on the road against right-hand pitching. Yay, yeah, maybe you're going to find some extra starts there. They do have the worst ground ball rate, though, at 49.2%. And they have the second worst fly ball rate at 32.6%. They've been bad, okay? In this past month, they've got 295 plate appearances against right-handed pitchers. They've only scored 16 runs. And they only have 19 extra base hits. They're terrible against right-handed pitchers on the road. I think this makes Spears a worthy risk in deeper leagues. Again, nothing shallower than 14 teams. If you're maybe in 12 teams, I'd say if your ERA and your WHIP is just absolutely obliterated already, which would be crazy since it's only Friday. But if it is, and you say for the next week and a half, all I care about is volume, throw him out there. He might get a bunch of strikeouts and maybe get the win. If you're in a quality start league, who knows? Maybe he goes six innings, gets you the quality start. But I'd really focus on 14 teams and deeper. Now let's move on to my fades. Like I said, I do have three. We've got two lefties and a righty. The first lefty is Kyle Harrison of the Giants. He is 41% rostered, and he's facing Minnesota at home. This really just boils down to, you know, Minnesota's offense is just better than Harrison's pitching. And, you know, he just missed a few weeks with a sprained ankle. And in his first game back about a week ago, he struggled. He didn't last very long yet. He got knocked around quite a bit. But also, Minnesota, they have a top-five offense against left-hand pitching on the road. And I did have to go out to about 7.5 weeks so I could get them to that 200 plate appearance sample size. But in that time frame, they are 19th in plate appearances against left-handed pitching, but they're tied for 6th in runs. They have one of the lowest strikeout rates at 18.4%, which is the 5th lowest. And they're top 5 in WRC+, OPS, and slugging. They're 7th in OBP, 3rd in batting average, 5th in WOBA. This is a really, really good offense. Even without Royce Lewis, Matt Walters comes up, and he's been mashing. Brooks Lee's mashing. There's a lot of good going on with this team right now. I'm avoiding him in all leagues. I'm not starting him even in deep leagues just because I don't want to risk a bad game. Next up, second lefty, Sean Manaea of the Mets. 39% rostered versus Colorado in New York. I know in the past I've said, Colorado is bad on the road, right? As soon as they leave Coors, their bats get quiet. But against lefties on the road, Colorado has been decent. They do strike out a ton. I will give you that, 27.3%. But they also have an 8.5% walk rate. They have a WRC plus of 111, which middle of the pack for OPS, slugging, and on base percentage. They have the second highest hard hit rate. They have one of the lowest soft hit rates. And they're facing a lefty who is worse at home than on the road. Okay, his strikeout rate is higher. It jumps to 10 per 9. But his walk rate and his home run rates are worse. And his BABIP and strand rates are both in line with league averages. So it's not like he's been unlucky and that's why he's been so poor. And his XFIP is only about a half a run better than his actual ERA. So it's not like there's this huge adjustment that needs to be made. So usually I'm betting against the Rockies on the road, but I do think after scoring 6 runs in both of their most recent road games against the Reds, I think that they have the right kind of setup of right-handed hitters to take advantage of really a mediocre pitcher and maybe smack Manaea around and get a handful of runs on the board and then get him out of there so they can try to compete with the bullpen from there. And my last fade is going to be a rookie, Spencer Schwellenbach, for the Braves, 16% rostered, and he'll be facing San Diego in San Diego. But this is actually a tough one for me to fade because I actually really like what Schwellenbach has done so far in his rookie season. Right, we had a strikeout per inning. He's allowing less than a home run per 9 innings pitched. His walk rate's only 2.15 walks per 9 innings. He's limited barrels at 3.6% rate and hard hits at 38.7%. And it's got a really solid 13.6% swinging strike rate. But when he leaves Atlanta, Georgia, he is pretty terrible. He's only pitched 15 2/3 innings away from Atlanta, but his strikeout to walk rate drops all the way down to 13 Ks to 4 walks. He has allowed only 1 home run, but 12 earned runs to the tune of a 6.89 ERA. But that does come with a 367 BABIP and a 51% strand rate, which are both outside the norm of the league average, but that can't take the full blame. That's not the reason why he struck out so few. It's part of it, but not the whole picture. And even with that bad luck, the thing that makes me not want to start him is that San Diego is one of the best offenses in baseball against right-handed pitching at home, not just over the last month, but for the entire season. Over the last month, their WRC plus is 140. So I'd say, 40% better than average. For the season, they're 125, so 25% better average. Like, they're just really, really, really good against right-hand pitching at home. Over that month, they have the 17th most plate appearances at 349, but they lead the league with 20 home runs. So they're mashing the ball. They have the 7th best OPS at 828, the 5th best slugging at 506. They have the 8th best strikeout rate at 17.2%. They have the 6th highest fly ball rate at 42.9%, 6th lowest ground ball rate at 37.5%, the 5th lowest soft hit rate, so there's a lot of medium and hard hits going on. It hasn't really mattered who they face, right? Rookie pitchers, veterans, bad, good, great, they've kind of smacked them all around. And again, even though I like what Schwellenbach is doing, I think I'd rather sit him against this really wonderful offense than start him and think that he's going to be the one to solve this Padres problem, okay? So that there we have it. That's our 4 streams: Matt Waldron, Tyler Anderson, Andrew Heaney, and Carson Spears. And we have the 3 fades, right? Kyle Harrison, Sean Manaea, and Spencer Schwellenbach. And now that we've covered all that, go ahead, head on over to sportsethos.com. If you play other fantasy sports, check out how we can help you, right? On the football side, we've got the 2024 Fantasy Football Draft Guide available. It's got positional breakdowns, draft tips, team breakdowns. We're starting to have mock drafts pop up in there. We've got positional rankings. There's going to be some draft tools. We're dropping sleepers. We're dropping busts. Just this week, a couple of articles have already been popping out. Jacob Dunn analyzed the Superflex League mock draft that he participated in with other fantasy football analysts on Monday. On Tuesday, Nathan Hernandez discussed what the best offenses were for fantasy football running backs. And on Wednesday, Josh Cohen went over the wide receivers he's fading this draft season, which is always a divisive article in the fantasy sports world. So you might want to check that out. Maybe hop on Twitter and see what the discussion is about that. If you're a fantasy basketball player. You know, we do have a couple of podcasts over there. We've got the Daily Fantasy NBA Today with Aaron Brewski and Hall of Famer Steve Alexander going over all the relevant fantasy news. If you prefer WNBA, we do have Fantasy WNBA Today. I got Kenny, we got Scott, we got the Dynamic, a Jared and Jared duo, Jared Squared, if you will. They cover all fantasy aspects of the WNBA. And then maybe you're more of, you know, like the international flavor. You prefer EuroLeague, FIBA, the Olympics. That's where the EuroLeague Hoops podcast comes in. That's where we got Andre, we got Diogo, we got Tiago. They're going to cover everything FIBA. They're going to cover the Olympics, and then also just everything having to do with European basketball. So, you know, I want to thank you guys for hanging out again, listening to me on another Thursday morning, just kind of ramble through my thoughts on streamers and everything else going on. Please don't forget to follow me on Twitter at AKFantasyBB. That's at AKFantasyBB. Follow our Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball account at EthosFantasyBB. And just make sure and tune in every single day to the Fantasy MLB Today podcast. We're on Spotify, iTunes, Audible, or on the website. Wherever you get your podcast, you're going to find us there. I hope you guys have a wonderful morning, afternoon, evening, or night. I'll catch you on Saturday. And don't you forget, this episode was presented by Bet Online.
Wherever the road may take you, Discount Tire and Continental Tire get you there safely with the perfect combination of style, comfort, and price. Get a set of Continental tires at your local Discount Tire store or online at discounttire.com. Discount Tire, let's get you taken care of.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun, trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.